Mm-hmm.
To say that he's
his girl.
And he's her.
Yeah.
All right. Now, are there any other terms for that? There's humorous terms or other terms?
Well, there's an old word. What do you call it? Bow.
Yeah, how about newer words? How about words that you're friends with you?
Oh. You say, that's my woman, talking about the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she might say, that's my man.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, girlfriend and sweetheart.
Yeah, okay, that's good. What about the activities that take place in a drive-in theater without getting too extreme, you know, without going to the ultimate?
Making out.
Yeah, or what other terms of meaning that?
Making, kissing.
Right. What is making out? Does making out just mean kissing and necking? Or does it mean more than that?
Kissing, making, I guess it means, you know, the whole, the whole relationship,
right,
in a way.
Okay, if a girl, and if a boy asks a girl to marry, and then she changed her mind, she planned to, you might say she did what? She
broke the engagement.
Yeah, now, are there any other terms? That's the idea.
Guilty.
All right, anything else along that line?
When you think you ran out on him.
Okay, that's what I mean, something like that. But if she didn't, they went ahead and they got
married.
And the man who stands up at the wedding is with the groom is the
best man.
And the woman who stands up, the bride, is the
maid of honor.
And what do you call a noisy serenade or celebration after a wedding?
Gala.
Okay, they still call them that? Is that the term still used?
Well, you know, a party or something like that.
Talking about, you ever been to Knoxville? And you say, well, I was in Knoxville last week.
I was in Knoxville last week.
Now, if you're going to use another word besides in, what might you
say?
But in, so you're going to use in, so you're going to put something that I was, talk about the direction.
I was over
to Knoxville, down to Knoxville, up to Knoxville, something like that.
I'm not sure. I went up to Knoxville last week.
All right. What if it says it was to Chattanooga?
I'm going down to Chattanooga.
All right. And what about Athens?
I'm going over to Athens.
All right. So over to Athens, up to Knoxville, and down to Chattanooga, right?
Yeah.
And how about the capital of Westfield?
Pikeville.
Yeah.
Going over to Pikeville.
Okay. So east and west is over, and north and south is up and down.
Yeah.
Okay. What if I talk about someone living at the Brown's house? You'd say he lives at the Brown's house. You know, put a preposition in there. You know, adverbial. There. You know, put something in there. He lives like up, down.
Over. Oh, he lives. He lives over at the Brown's.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use up at the Brown's or down at the Brown's? I mean, you wouldn't use that.
Yeah, it depends where the house was in relation to your where you are.
North and south is up and
down.
Okay. If you're talking about who was at the party, and you might say, and there's a large number of people, they say, oh, there was the whole, what was there?
A whole bunch of people there.
Okay. And people, the music plays, people get out and they have a
dance.
All right. And it's when you're driving around town in the afternoon, you have to be careful.